right.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Monday, October 21st of 2024. And looking ahead here, we have a two-game NFL Monday Night Football main slate. Should be a ton of fun. We have the World Series starting Friday now. That'll be super cool between the Dodgers and the Yankees. Might have to get a new picture up on the wall over here. So we'll see how that goes. That'd be super cool. And we have a two-game NBA tip-off tomorrow. So our NBA projections are up in the app. If you guys haven't seen those yet, check them out. No NHL today, but we'll be back with a big, I think, 13-game slate tomorrow. So ton of DFS action this time of year. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and we do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in and get your questions answered. Somebody's here saying, go Dodgers. Go Dodgers indeed. So I'm super excited to get the World Series started here. But it is Monday, so we do have to announce the winners of our weekly Max Challenge, still going strong each and every week. There is still time to sign up and participate and try to earn entries into winning tickets to the big game, aka the Super Bowl, this upcoming year. So with that said, let's announce our weekly prize winners this week. We got a top finisher and we got an award tickets for next week's mini max to one lucky user here. So our top finisher of the week was Oakley357 with a score of 175.66 points. Good for ninth place in the mini max. Congratulations. You're going to get that free entry and the sweater. And then I'm going to grab everybody who participated this last week here, and we will see who is going to get free entry into next week's mini max. So we had 280 people participate this week. Appreciate you guys continuing to hammer away at NFL season here. So let's get those names in our wheel. Let's click shuffle and then let's spin this to see who gets free entry. So looks like our winner is, drum roll, NDizzle77. Congratulations. Congratulations to both of our winners this week. And our support team will be reaching out to both of you to let you know that how to claim your prizes. So keep hammering away. We're 7 weeks through here and still going strong. All right. With that said, let's get SaberSim up here and let's get some questions in the queue. We will start with questions that came in the Discord as always, and then we will jump over to the live YouTube chat. So let's get this two-game NFL slate up on the screen. And saw people asking for builder views. I have all those down, so no problems there. As far as questions for today, it looks like our first one came in from Pat. Shout out to GM33 for answering a couple users' questions with some of our helpful tutorials. So those can always come in handy. So appreciate GM sending those to users so they had quicker responses before this show here on Monday. But let's get into these questions. And first one up, any tips on how to fill better single entry NFL lineups? I usually do a $1, $3, $5 contest ranging from 5 to 20K entries, and I'm just finding it hard to cash anything compared to winning a little / treading water with the mass multi-entry lines I feel on SaberSim starter plan. Thanks. Yeah, for sure. So truth is I really don't handle, you know, these contests that much differently than my MMEs. And it's probably because like I'm playing so many of them. where I just treat them as, you know, part of my portfolio. But I do want to say, you know, one thing that could be super useful, right, is signing up for the Build Review Show. That's our show that we do 5 p.m. Eastern, where I bring users builds up live on stream, studying them, you know, giving them advice, looking over their lineups and contest flashback. Could be pretty insightful. So I'll ping you in the Discord. I'll do that now and ask if you want to sign up for that show. I would think that would be probably the best advice that I could probably give you, is just spending time looking at your lineups, letting you know what I see, what I don't see, how I think you can improve. So let me just send you a message. For the Build Review Show. Okay, your lineups in depth. All right. So let's keep the conversation going there, and we'll see if we'll get you on the show. And worst case, we can get you on the show tomorrow. All right, next question. Is it generally the best rule of thumb to stay above zero ROI, even for showdown? Seems these lineups do not give enough diversity and are locked in on too few of players, especially at captain. I have noticed I have had better results on showdown with negative min ROI lineups. Okay, this is one question. Then there's another question about ROI greater than zero. All right, so let's talk about this, right? You know, I'm never going to suggest that somebody plays a lineup that is negative ROI before the build. And the reason for that is, you know, we are simulating those contests 100,000 times, right? And at the end of the day, how that game ultimately plays out, you know, it could go so many different ways. You know, we've seen showdowns where, oh man, one that sticks in my head is like Kyler Murray getting hurt on like the very first play of the game, or like, I think Jonathan Taylor was out and like Nyheim Hines was like a smash play, and like he got a concussion like on the first drive. Like all crazy stuff happens, you know, on showdowns, and we make educated guesses about how that's going to happen. But there's only so much you can do sometimes, right? So in my opinion, you know, 100,000 slate sample size of playing the slate over and over and over again and comparing it to the field lineups is such a strong data point. Like, this is why, you know, contest sims were an edge for many years for people who were building those themselves, right? The people who had the tools and the software and the code to do that before these tools became publicly available, right? So I think that contest sims are really, really strong, and I'm going to suggest that you continue to use them. You know, if you so choose not to, that's okay, right? You don't have to listen to my advice. And if you're like, you know what, I hear you, but I feel, you know, strongly about this and my results have been better doing X, Y, and Z, then, you know, more power to you, right? Like, that's okay. But if you're asking my opinion, that is what I would say. I would say continue to play lineups that grade out well and are greater than zero ROI. All right, so that takes us right into the second question. I saw something similar on post build, and you do the greater than zero ROI, it takes away from your total lineups. For example, from 60 lineups to 31 with the above filter, what shall be the contingency process? Just roll with some of the negative ones and let it duplicate all around, as you have already did multiple rebuilds, and adjust the ROI somehow. Yeah, that's a good question. You know, somebody asked me something similar for like FanDuel, because, you know, FanDuel format is even more dupe heavy than DraftKings is, right? And they were like, hey, you know, I started with 5,000 lineups, and by the time I made all my adjustments, my filters, you know, I was down to like 131, you know, what should I do? And the answer is not to duplicate the lineups, right? You don't want to play the same lineup twice in a contest. So what that user suggested was like, hey, you know, maybe I should just remove 20 entries and only play the 130 that I have left. I thought that was a pretty good idea. You know, I didn't mind that at all. We talk a lot about entering less than the maximum number of lineups available due to, you know, due to like something like that, right? And you know, we talk about like, in theory, you're entering your best lineup first, and then your second lineup is a little worse than your first. That's why it's your second best and then your third best. So in that case, you know, you would just be opting not to enter, you know, your 32nd through 60th best lineups and only play the top 31. And then the great thing right now is that you have additional bankroll to go and play other contests too, right? So maybe you go put, you know, maybe you've been doing like a 75, 25, 20 max, 150 versus single entry, 3 max, like bankroll split. Well, maybe you go and, you know, you get closer to 50-50 where you're putting a little bit more money in those single entries and they're taking up equity in your bankroll allocation, but now, you know, you have less lineups. Well, it's kind of okay because we know we're starting from a small number of lineups to start with, right? So think about those things. Give one of those ideas a shot and you know, figure out which one speaks more to you, right? That's kind of the goal. Like I'm not trying to be prescriptive. I'm trying to give you different ideas, thought processes, you know, roads, paths you can take and let you figure out which one is the best one for you. All right. This is our last question in the Discord. And then we are going to jump over to live YouTube chat. All right. Are sim diversity and correlation preset for different slates, or should we be adjusting them accordingly? If so, is there a video about how you should adjust them? Good question. So the sliders are determined based on the number of games on the slate. Okay. So when you go to this gear icon, you know, we can do like a test, right? And I click this as a 2-game NFL slate. Correlation's at 2, sim diversity is at 9. Now, if I go back to yesterday's main slate, 10-game slate, I go and I look here. My sliders are at correlation 6, sim diversity 7. Now, these, you know, are going to be updating based on the number of games on the slate. I bet if we go and look at like a 4-game, you know, NFL, like afternoon only, something like that, it might be a little bit different, right? So sliders are determined based on games. Now, you can adjust them if you want, right? If your lineups are not stacking enough, they're stacking too much for your preferences, right? You could adjust the correlation up, down. If you want to try and get more upside in your lineups, you can increase sim diversity to take smaller buckets of sims each time we run your lineup. Personally, I don't touch them. I leave them alone. I let Saber Sim do it. If you want to learn more about the sliders, you can go to the top right, go to help. And then in our support library, if you click view more and go to the Saber Sim frequently asked questions and glossary, we do have a video talking about what the sliders are, how they work. This isn't so much about, you know, when and how you should change them, because if we thought they were better at a different setting, we would just put that as the default, right? So the sliders where they're set are what we believe are the best options. But this will just teach you more about what they do if anybody ever wants to learn more about them or is a little confused. That's a great video. All right, jumping over to the live YouTube chat. Michael said, greetings, guys, from Sydney, Australia. Welcome. Excited for another season of NBA tomorrow. Just wondering when is the best time to set my lineups for NBA with lineups confirmed only 15 to 30 minutes before tip-off. Good question. So, you know, we do have, let's pull up the NBA slate for tomorrow. And then we have a big slate on Wednesday. Today's 21st, so 22nd. So we got this 2-game slate tomorrow. Now, what I would recommend is two things. Number one is it's okay to build your lineups. You know, I always say like, hey, get a set of lineups in, you know, 30 minutes before game time. Like if you have reserved entries, you know, leading up to game time, the absolute worst thing you could do is miss lock, right? So just get some lineups in, you know, 30 minutes before, carve out 2 minutes and just put some lineups in, right? Using defaults, whatever. And then, you know, what I would say is you want to, you can build your lineups, especially if there's no news, right? If there is no indication that anybody is questionable or, you know, likely to miss, I think it's okay to build your lineups and leave those, right? If you do those 30 minutes before, lineups come out as expected. I think those are fine to roll with, right? What I would be watching is the NBA lineup alert channel where we are running sims, say, you know, lineups get confirmed after you've done that build, and then the sim runs for the confirmed lineups. And then if you see no significant projection changes, which is like a summary after the build completes, then I would leave them, right? I think it's fine. If you do see that, hey, you know, so-and-so is starting instead of this other player that we thought was going to start, and the sim adjusts minutes and projections accordingly, you see guys moving up and down, then I would rerun the build, right? So I think it's okay if there's no pending news or anything like that to get your lineups in 30 minutes before lock, and then just be aware of things changing and then update accordingly. So that'd be my advice. All right. Jimmy said, are they going to do tips and advice on how to play NBA DFS before the season starts? Yes, absolutely. We've been working on our content. That should be coming out, you know, end of day today, first thing tomorrow, throughout the week here. You know, we're going to have lots and lots of videos talking about NBA strategy. So be on the lookout for those. Jabari said, question about the My Metric tab. When selecting that, could you explain what the weight means? So usually My Metric refers to a custom metric that you have set up. Now, sometimes what happens is somebody will do like a trial of Ultimate. I don't know what plan you're on, but sometimes you could like do a trial of Ultimate and then switch to like the starter plan. And then you had like created a custom metric and like it's still there, but you can't edit it anymore, right? So it just depends how that works. Let's stop this build here. But I'll just show you what creating a custom metric looks like. So you go to the sorting metrics, you go down to add metric, and then see by default it is named My Metric. And then however you set this up, you know, if I'm doing projection, some I'm doing like my own, whatever, you're going to see that underneath the build. So it depends what the variable is. Weight just determines if this gets multiplied. So like right now it's at one. So it's just taking the projections here and adding them up. If I did, you know, 1.5, it would be multiplying the projections by 1.5 and then showing me that value. So that's what's going on there, but it's probably a custom metric that you had set up at some point. If you don't know what it is, you don't want to use it, just taking up space, you should be able to just come in here and click the trash icon to get rid of that. So give that a shot. Real quick, Joe said the list went fast in regards to the max challenge. He wanted to see if he was on it. You can access this list. It is publicly available in the Discord, in the Office Hours channel. We have a message pinned up at the top. Let's see if I get that up, where you can go and view the list and make sure you're on it. We appreciate people doing that. You know, it keeps us accountable and make sure that people have access to that. So like, for instance, here in the Office Hours channel, if you go up to the pinned messages, you're going to see link to max challenge sheet for NFL 2024 season. You can click this link, go check your names in there, and you know, it'll make you feel better. And then if something's wrong, which does happen, especially like earlier in the season when we're still working things out, some people mention like, hey, my name's not on there. You know, they send us the entry file. We get all that updated, so you can check it out. Michael said, also, is SaberSim I know it's been removed since last season, so just wondering if there is an update. Thanks. I'm not 100% sure what you're referring to when you say main market win percent. If you want to let me know, I could follow up with our team about that. If you also want to post a message in Discord support or Discord Office Hours channel, we can keep the conversation going there. But I'm not 100% sure what main market win percent is. All right. DCC says, is there a best practice for MME for showdown in NFL? Usually use positive ROI, set dupes to be less than two, then let it fill in anything I can add to my lineup build. We have a lot of good content. I think you'd actually access it from Saber School. So in the top right, we have all our videos. So you go to Saber School. You can go to How to Beat DFS. I think we're missing the latest NFL Showdown video that we did. So let me make a note here to have our team add that. But on our, it is on our YouTube channel. So on our YouTube channel and our How to Beat NFL DFS playlist, we released this video 3 weeks ago, Master the Art of NFL Showdowns. This is a really good video to check out. So I'll drop it here in the YouTube chat. You can see that. And if you're looking for tips, tricks, you know, this is a very in-depth video going deep into our best recommendations for NFL Showdown. So I would check that video out. And then let me just make a note to our team. We don't have the Master Art of Showdown video in Saber School. That way we can get that added. All right. Good stuff, but definitely check out that video. Samuel said, to add to my question, what do you do if you already have them reserved? So a couple things, right? So one, you could withdraw from those contests, right? You could do that. You could, you know, play lower ROI lineups. I would actually, honestly, I was thinking about this during the question. I forgot to mention it. You know, if you're only ending up with 31 positive ROI lineups, chances are you're probably making a lot of adjustments to like minimax exposures, maybe curating your player pool. And the changes that you're making are probably in disagreement with what SaberSim thinks is positive ROI for the contest. So that's another thing, right? Is if you ran it on defaults, how many positive ROI lineups would you get? And you could check that, right? You could go into the builder, you could just run it and see what it does. And then you could see the differences in when you make your adjustments. So that's another thing to consider, is maybe loosening the restrictions that you've put on via rules, via minimax exposures, and via projection adjustments or anything of the sort, right? So be conscious of those things, but you could withdraw, right? That is an option there. Or you could like loosen some build restrictions, or you could play negative ROI lineups if you want to, right? If you want to lower that to like show me lineups with ROI greater than negative 10% or something like that. That is the last option on the list. All right. Deshaun said, is it a bad idea to use my filters during a late swap build? Like if I have an ownership filter, projected score filter, can I use those after a late swap build? Good question. I would say that you can probably still use them. You know, this is kind of like talking about mini uniques in late swap. Like, hey, you know, I used like mini uniques 4 before the build, but now after the build, I can only get to mini uniques of 3, right? I would probably think about this like along the same lines where like, hey, you know, I had a projection filter, but when I filter, I need 60 lineups and now I can only see 50. Well, then I would lower it, right? I would loosen that requirement where I'm still using it, but maybe instead of trashing 10% of lineups, I'm trashing 5%, right? Where you're getting some of the effect, but you're not handicapping the late swap build to the point where it can't even give you the amount of lineups you need. So the answer is it's fine to use it. Be flexible when using it and just be aware of that. All right. Joe said, NBA DFS, if we have to switch to optimizer mode because of time constraints, how will the opto swap lineups? Will it use randomness? Will it jam the perfect projection players only? So optimizer mode will always try and solve the mathematical optimal. So it's going to try and build the highest projected lineups first, and then the second highest projected, the third highest projected. Now, it will not add randomness by default unless you add randomness. So if you come in here, you switch to optimizer mode, you're going to see the option to come down here and add randomness. And it looks like we've done a demo in the past. So like, you know, this will be gone by default, right? It'll just look like this. Well, you can just come in, add randomness. You know, uniform is fine. You can add a percentage, like plus or minus like 10%, and then click save. So you have to manually add the randomness. It will not do it by default, but that is an option if you want to use it. Joe said, sorry, I saw it and retracted it. I think this is in regards to the max challenge sheet. No worries. Good for people to know where that is. So happy to cover it. Deshaun asked his question twice, so we did get to that one. Valentino said, how do you set rules for pairing quarterback with two pass catchers? Assuming this is referring to NFL Showdown. So the rules work different for Classic versus Showdown. So like in Classic, right, for tonight's two-game slate, you could easily do this, right? You go to Rules. You go to Add New Rule. And then you would say there's two good ways to do this, right? You could do this as a group auto rule where you change use to if, and you say if at least one team's quarterback, then use at least two on the same team. And then you just do, you know, if you only want to do pass catchers, you could do wide receivers, tight end, and that would work, right? That'd be one way to do it. Another way to do it is go to your stack advanced rules, and you can say QB equal to one. You can do, you know, wide receiver equal to exactly two. You could do greater than or equal to. You could include the running back if you want via this other field over here. There's a bunch of ways to do this. Now the only thing to be careful about is that it does set defense equal to zero by default. You know, on a two-game slate, I don't think there's anything wrong with having the same team defense. So I would probably just change this to greater than or equal to zero. So, you know, just be aware of what all these different symbols mean and what they're representing. But you could do this as a stack advanced rule as well. I personally like the group rule. I think it's pretty fast and I'm less likely to mess it up. So figure out which one works best for you. Trevor said, there's an optimizer mode, but is there any actual benefit to use the optimizer mode over the simulation mode? Almost seems like you're allowing us to drink poison. So the optimizer mode is, we recommend specifically using it only for cash games. So if you are playing cash games, one of the things that you don't want to do is sacrifice projected points, right? You're trying to beat 50% of the field. So our general guidelines here are, if you are playing GPPs, tournaments, you know, with a payout structure, you know, usually top heavy, always use sim mode. If you are playing cash games, head-to-heads, double-ups of those contests of those sorts, use optimizer mode. So they have different purposes. Most people are playing tournaments and GPPs, so that's why it's set to sim mode by default. But if you're playing cash games, you would want to go over there and switch it. All right. DCC said, thanks in regards to that NFL Showdown video. You're welcome. Joe and Trevor talking about optimizer mode. So definitely pros and cons to both. You know, there are people using optimizer mode for NBA GPPs. It's not our recommendation, but you can do it. You know, that is okay. Looks like we're caught up with questions in the YouTube chat. So let's jump back to the Office Hours channel. Make sure we're caught up there. And it looks like we are. So perfect. So as a reminder, we do have our build review show going live in about 30 minutes here. Plenty of people to review today, so it should be a fun one. Mondays are always a good show. But appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll see you all in about 30 minutes here. So until then, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.